This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it's just a weird feeling of, you know, I don't want to grieve too hard because I want to hope that he's okay, but, you know, you just don't know. So it's just a matter of just hoping and praying and, you know, seeing what happens.
The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
Martine open fires kills 50 people in Orlando. The world reacts. Sickening, awful, just absolutely despicable what happened in Orlando. Hi, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you want to chime in, you can throw in your two cents along the way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. What details do we know? The massacre occurred at a well-known nightclub that was a high-end gay nightclub where several people say that lots of people came in just to eat who happened to not be gay, by the way. In the end, 50 people were killed. 53 people were wounded in this nightclub. The gunman, who I just mentioned, called 911 to pledge allegiance to ISIS. It happened after 2 in the morning. He was gunned down after 5 in the morning. What's also part of what we'll discuss along the way is this suspect in the nightclub rampage was investigated twice for ties to Islamic terrorism. He talked to the FBI several times. They talked to him. He also beat up an ex-wife. He had a 3-year-old boy married to somebody else. Massive terror in Orlando at the point where the cops rolled in and the gunman was killed. When they went into the nightclub, they told people to raise their hands if they were alive. That's how awful it was. All the first responders, I'm certain, will need treatment for what they've seen. So many questions. As always, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And now is our worst mass shooting in the history of the United States. In the history of the United States. Unbelievable. You heard the president there talking about what happened. It's what I say so often here. How is it you're in a church, you're at a club, you're at work, you're at school, and we have too many people being killed, and it is just so damn despicable. It is just so sickening to hear of these stories. As I mentioned, throughout this show, you have a chance to react. If you don't, jump on the digits at 855-266-5283. You can also send me an email at americatonight.net. So the process begins of identifying all the people and releasing the names so that families, friends, neighbors know exactly who was killed, and trying to sort it all out, which is what always happens in any kind of a scene, but especially a scene like this one. Again, 50 people dead is a huge number. After he opened fire in this Pulse nightclub, so the ages of the people killed were released. You had 20-year-olds, you had 23-year-olds, I mean young 20-somethings in their 30s. Just a sad state of affairs. And I think the community now, what they've done is so many people have lined up, and they did this during the day, to give blood, to be there, to help people, you know, understand, and you can't, how do you understand it, but to help people cope with what they were seeing and what they were hearing. They talked about the fact that the city has a list on a city website, and they are periodically updating the people as to who is dead and identified, and families and loved ones have been notified, because they don't even have all the list of all the names, because they want to make sure that everybody's aware of it. In the age in which we live in, we are so easy to find out the names of people and get it out there and have it wrong or have it right. The idea is to identify people first as fast as is humanly possible to happen. So this is going to be the gist of what we're talking about here. There are some other wonderful things, believe it or not, that happened over the weekend, and we'll talk about them. But throughout the show, we'll weave in some of the sounds of Orlando, and I'm certain through the week we'll be talking about that too as well. It's always sad when anybody is a victim of a random shooter, and unfortunately these people happen to be there at the wrong time when he decided to go in. And how planned was it? Was it spur of the moment? Was there going to be some place that was going to be ultimately somewhere where he would go in and attack? Why that particular club? There's a lot of speculating, but there's no way to know for sure as they continue to investigate that, except for the ISIS connection, meaning that he was a lone wolf guy. He called to pledge his allegiance to ISIS. No necessarily direct evidence at this point that he had been over to camps, ISIS camps and ISIS areas, just that he was following ISIS. And then there was a report that in high school he said he was a nephew of Osama bin Laden's, and the list of possibilities and whatnot continued to roll out. But the things that we do know are the fact that you have 50 people dead, 53 injured, having surgeries, different types of injuries, and we have to keep an eye on that, because who knows what happens with that list. And then the other part of this is tracing. Is there, what is he saying on social media? Are there any connections to other people? Did anybody know that this was a possibility? I mean, there are conclusions that we can draw, and that many people are drawing, and that you can't help but think when you hear of this crime. It's pretty unbelievable the way ISIS, with its attraction for people who are angry, young men who are angry about whatever it is they're angry about, they're like a beacon, and the fact that he did that. So in the next couple of days, we're going to hear for sure that he was a lone wolf guy. I mean, words I say can't really adequately, I think, portray the horror that engulfed that horrible, horrible massacre, that scene in that nightclub, all at the hands of Omar Mateen. What a tragedy. What an unbelievable tragedy. Stay with us. More next on America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
Back again here on America Tonight. We had to take a cough lozenge break, as it were. As you can tell, like so many of you, I got smashed on the first day of summer, actually days before this, with a horrific cold. Oh, boy, is that, it's just the worst, I'm telling you. How does that happen when you're healthy, when you're eating right, when you're working out, that whole thing? You know, I've been talking about that. It's the people around you, petri dishes, and it made me think that I have a new appreciation for teachers. I started to talk to a couple of my friends who had been teachers, and I have a friend that is a teacher, and they said, "Oh, that's nothing. You're just a big sissy." Because if you taught school, you would know that when you step your first footsteps into that classroom, you are catching every single thing that comes your way, because that's just how it is in schools, which you may know from your own kids when you take them to school, and then they pick up everything else that everybody else has in the class. Just absolutely crazy. All right, so one thing that's happened, a couple of things have happened. You know, the more details are, of course, pouring out over the Orlando gunman and what the 911 tapes say and what other people heard and what kind of calls were made and whatnot. And here's Evan Perez with a shot of that.
The rest of the transcript also talks about the negotiation in which they address why it took 3 hours for this situation to be resolved. He talked about having a bomb in his car outside, as well as putting suicide vests on some of the victims.
Vests on people. And that, you know, what was happening in that club, because this was the question we all had, why did this take 3 hours? And in the midst of this standoff with the cops, Omar Mateen calmly claimed credit for the massacre and identified himself as the Islamic soldier while calling to stop the bombing in Iraq and Syria. That's what some of that transcript also showed. Well, you just heard Evan Perez with part of that. He said, "Praise be to God and prayers as well as peace be upon the Prophet of God." He told the 911 dispatcher in Arabic. This was after 2:30 on June 12th. I'm in Orlando. I did the shooting. He provided his full name during the 50-second call and then went on to pledge allegiance to the Islamic State, as we all know that, and al-Baghdadi as well, the leader, and rambled in a few couple of, you know, in a couple of other directions, too. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said all decisions about the release of the transcript were made by the Justice Department. He didn't weigh in on the controversy because the portion of the White House, or the position of the White House, is we shouldn't interfere with a pending law enforcement investigation. And, of course, is what they're talking about is that there's redactions that they say caused unnecessary distraction from the work of the law enforcement folks. And so part of this transcript is a nightmare trying to figure it out since so much of it is, redacted. So a short summary of the communications during the three calls with crisis negotiators indicated from what we could see that Mateen was asked directly what he had done inside the club. That's why he warned the cops about the vests, excuse me, and all of that. He also said he had the explosive vests on so many other people, a bomb, and just a bunch of crazy ramblings. You know, ultimately, as we know, no explosives were found inside the club. He was killed when police stormed the club after that three-hour standoff. 49 people were left dead, 53 wounded, 18 of the wounded were hospitalized, 4 in critical condition. So, you know, he made those calls during the attack, obviously. And some say, why don't we have the entire transcript so we know what transpired inside? So just a partial disclosure of his communication and a timeline based on what had happened there. And, you know, he reached out a few different times. The police did say that they launched a rescue operation. They pulled an air conditioning unit from a nightclub dressing room. They allowed an undisclosed number of people to evacuate, so thank goodness for that. After they finally breached the nightclub, this Pulse, with explosives in an armored car at 5 in the morning, they said that they had engaged him and then he was down. But they did have 3 separate exchanges with him that lasted a total of 28 minutes. We only have a little snippet of it. We don't know all of it. The Attorney General Loretta Lynch is going to travel to Orlando on Tuesday to meet with investigators for an update on the injury, or on the inquiry, rather. And on Sunday, she wouldn't say whether a federal grand jury was likely to charge Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, or not, because we know that she was obviously aware of some of what was happening because of the fact that she was with him when he was getting the ammunition, etc., the guns. And I think she should be charged based on what we know. It seems obvious to me that she could have prevented it. She could have called somebody, and she didn't call. She didn't stop anyone. And look at the lives that were obviously ruined and destroyed as a result of that. FBI Director James Comey provided the history of the FBI's contacts with Mateen. It was included a 10-month investigation, something we've all talked about, of possible terror connections. And that inquiry was prompted by some provocative statements he made to coworkers, in 2013 while working as a security guard at a Florida, you know, courthouse. So he drew the attention of agents, you know, when he was identified as a suspect of a suspected associate, rather, of an American-born suicide bomber who died ultimately in an attack in Syria. But they concluded with certainty, at least at that time, that he didn't, that association had no consequence with the bombing. So I think the fact that she's going down there and whatnot plays into what may happen, whether or not the wife will be charged or not. You know, and the question everybody keeps asking is, how do we miss this? How did they not stop this? And you have so many people that work for the FBI, that have worked for the FBI, saying, well, you tell me how you know you could spot a terrorist. How do you know who a terrorist is? But boy, this guy certainly had a lot of red flags around him. There's no doubt about that. And they obviously were well aware of that, too. So I think these questions are always going to be in the back of a lot of people's minds. Is there something that just, there's just one thing, one trigger, one red flag that somebody missed somewhere that they could have seen? Obviously, the wife could have done something. She was aware that he was arming himself, that he was thinking of doing something to the at the nightclub, and then calling him, of course. So she could have prevented that, which makes me think if they have enough from what she said in their conversations, because she's been questioned, then they will charge her, which, boy, that would really be something if that happened. If they charged her with the deaths of those people in that nightclub, thanks to her husband, and also obviously those that were injured as well, she'd be put away forever. Ultimately, if you look at the amount of years she could get, but one step at a time, she first has to be charged, and that has to come from Loretta Lynch, but will she do that or not? We don't know. And how about the Senate blocking the gun measures in the wake of the Orlando shooting? Compromise could be in the wind. We talked about that at the top with Ellen Ratner. What do you think? Should there be a compromise? Even if you believe in the Second Amendment, is there something we're missing here when it comes to guns? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like...
If we do nothing, more people in our country will likely die.
All right, that's Cory Booker. The Senate, as expected on Monday, rejected four gun measures that have been offered up in the wake of this Orlando massacre. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, including some proposals to keep guns out of the hands of people on terror watch lists. The argument of the terror watch list is that the watch list is so bogus in some cases that you have children on the watch list, that you have mistakes galore, and the thought is, you know, once you're on that list, you can barely get off the list, and so what if you are a law-abiding citizen? You're thrown on the list, then you're not going to be able to get a gun. The Senate voted down similar bills in December after the shooting rampage in San Bernardino. So, with the split in the Senate, any bid to toughen any kind of gun law would need bipartisan support. We know that. To get to 60, there are 54 Republicans. I'm going to give the math to you. I know you know it. 54 Republicans, 46 Democrats. You tell me where all that's coming from. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggested pretty much that the Democrats are simply using the issue as political, you know, talking points, as bait, and said the Republican measures sponsored by Senators Cornyn from Texas and Chuck Grassley from Iowa are real solutions. No one wants a terrorist to buy a gun, and of course, we could all agree on that. It's, again, goes back to the how are you spotting the terrorists? How do you know who the terrorists are? And what are the solutions? And you know, instead of what Cornyn and Grassley are saying is let's come up with the solutions that make Americans safer, and let's put in some serious amendments that make sense. Now, the minority leader, Harry Reid, called the Republican measures political stunts and said they're meaningless in doing something to stop gun violence, and that the amendments to, excuse me, divert, boy, I'm having a tough time, huh, to divert attention from real legislation is what that is. So he says Republicans can say, hey, look, we tried, and all the time their cheerleaders are looking, their bosses in the at the NRA are cheering on, is what Reid is saying. So he's saying, look, you're in the pocket of the NRA, you don't care. You're just going along, just trying to do something, but it has nothing to do with what's going to happen or help anyone. So the Monmouth University poll that was released had a tighter margin as far as guns were concerned, with 52% supporting a ban and 43% opposed to it. Omar Mateen, to reiterate this, had legally purchased a semi-automatic assault rifle and handgun before that rampage at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. So there was not a vote on an assault weapon ban Monday. The four measures that were defeated on Monday were proposed amendments to the legislation funding the Commerce and Justice Departments for the next year. So what they would include was the one by Grassley called for research on the causes of mass shootings and increased funding for the background check system, but it wouldn't have expanded the types of gun sales that require them. The second, sponsored by Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, would have expanded background check requirements. The third, by Cornyn, would have allowed federal law enforcement to delay gun sales to suspected terrorists, including those on watch and no-fly list, for 3 days, and then halt the sales, but only after probable cause before a judge. And the final amendment, these were all just proposed and all shot down, pardon the pun. The fourth amendment, sponsored by Dianne Feinstein, would have allowed the Attorney General to halt sales to suspected terrorists and allow people to appeal to the Department of Justice if they were denied a firearm. So this is far from over, and it never has been over, and the fight over guns has never been over. And anytime something horrible, horrific, sickening happens, it does become the rallying cry for we have to do something. What are we doing? Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan. He's going to put his headset down. I know it.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm fat and getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Yeah, you played my theme song bad to the bone, so here I am.
Nice.
I'm worried about you. You know,
you
as
are.
A mammary gland massage therapist, I can suggest that your husband give you a nice massage with a little bit of Vicks and jalapeno oil. The jalapeno oil will keep you awake, but the mentholatum and the Vicks will allow you to sleep like a baby once you do get there.
I like it.
I want you to be able to be healthy when you make that walk, baby. Now, You betcha. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
A school of fish was swimming along, and finally one of them jumped up and headed out faster than the rest of them, and he come to a rock bar, and he said, hey, let's stop here for a drink.
That is brilliant. That is one of the best. I love it.
Oh, that's one of my originals. I made that up.
I love it. Good for you.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
What do you... What do you think with all this gun stuff? What do you think the answer is? Assault
I think
bans
it'll fall
what?
Flat like a lead bullet dropping to the floor.
I do. I know. You're right. Nothing's going to happen.
These guys are all grandstanding to get attention for the fact that they haven't done anything all damn year. It's been a do-nothing Congress, but there's a whole lot of Republicans who don't realize that they're going to be replaced. And it ain't going to be by Democrats. It's going to be by other Republicans. I mean, these guys have screwed up. And McConnell, he couldn't get reelected again if he was gold-plated.
If he was gold-plated, I love it.
Going,
you're hilarious.
He's going down. There's going to be, and another thing, Ryan better quit shooting off his mouth because he's just one little tiny congressman. He's nobody super special. I don't care if he's Speaker of the House or what. Remember a little guy named Cantor? He thought he was really big and bad, too, and he was going to be the next line. And all of a sudden, guess what? He disappeared overnight. He was, I got this in the bag. Guess what? No Cantor. So guess what? Maybe no Ryan. There's a whole lot of people who's not too happy with the boy, and he's in a Democratic district.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. So, you're right. That's a great analogy, too. Cantor, who's have a lot of power, had none all of a sudden.
Absolutely. Cantor blew it. So listen, I want you to take good care of yourself because you're especially... Oh, by the way, did you happen to hear the little noises that Joe was making today?
Which is your prediction that he's going to be the one who runs.
Well, sure. Hillary's going to go down. Obama cannot trust her to carry on his legacy. It has to be Joe and it has to be Obama on the bottom. It has to be because he cannot trust any of them out there to carry on his agenda. And he absolutely is not going to give up his agenda. He's worked too hard, scammed too hard to put this through. And so that's the game plan. In the long run, you're going to see. And you and I are going to get rich, baby.
Yeah, we're going to get rich. I love that. We're going to get rich. I can't wait to see how this show unfolds, that's for sure. Dan, thanks for that call. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. I'll tell you one of the things Dan said, it's so true, and it's what I've been saying. You know, they talk about, they constantly talk about guns whenever something happens, but then when the serious, okay, where is the compromise? What is there that could be done? Because nobody, Republican, Democrat, whoever, wants to see any terrorists get any gun. Of course we don't. But what is the answer to the problem? And the first part of it is it's easy to grandstand when something horrific happens and then do nothing the rest of the time. And that's pretty much where we're at. And it's not a winnable tug of war. Let's put it that way. It's not winnable whatsoever. So I say, listen, if anybody's serious about it, how about looking into making that list better, number one? How about looking into ways to check against investigations? Remember, the first gun shop owner wouldn't sell the guns to Omar Mateen, knowing that something wasn't right. Pretty much saying, you can refuse service, and he knew something wasn't right, and didn't do it. The second one, how do you know? You don't, and that's the answer. You don't know. But if there were ways to make checks better, that would be the key. If there was a way to check when somebody was looking into the background of somebody. Yesterday, the U.S. Open was won by Dustin Johnson. There's a little bit of controversy involved in it. However, he won fair and square. This was a guy who has been in the top 10 for so long, an American. He came from the middle of the pack, roared all the way up, and closed the deal. About a month ago, we talked to Gary Player about another hot golfer. That's coming up around the bend.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A Hall of Famer, legendary, just an amazing, amazing golfer and human being from everything I know, from so many people have met this gracious man. Gary Player joins us now. Think about it. The Masters, three Masters. He won 9 major championships on the regular tour, 6 champion tour major championships. And if I told you his whole resume, we wouldn't have any time to talk to him. Gary, what a thrill to have you on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
It's a pleasure, Kate. I spend a lot of time in Dallas, where you're speaking from, a great state and wonderful people. Love your law and order. Just love everything about Texas.
That's great. I'm sure that's music to the ears of a lot of people who are listening to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you just watched the Masters, went through the Masters, saw what happened to our Jordan Spieth, because, of course, he's from the DFW area, that what I'll call blow-up hole on 12, where it seemed like he had it in the bag and he's going to win a back-to-back Masters. What do you think was going through his mind? He looks so forlorn.
Kate, it's very difficult, you can imagine, to lead the Masters going into the last round. I mean, I was in that position, and I've experienced it. It's not easy. The whole world, you know, is watching you play over 1.4 billion people, and it means so much in your career. But Jordan Spieth, they can be so proud of him as a Texas resident. He's one of the finest young men that I've met. Behaves well, speaks well. was a great role model to young people. He just didn't play well the last day, and that happens to Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, to me, everybody else. He didn't play well. He hit a bad shot at number four. He didn't hit a good shot at number five. He hit not a good drive at 10, and he put his second shot in the bunker. And then he drove in the trees at 11, and he was lucky at, never mind 12, where he made a big mess. Look, what happened to him is very easy to do. But you got to on 12, and that's the one thing that he learned. If he learned one thing this week, you always play for the middle of the green at 12. Because 12 is the lowest part of the golf course, and that's where the winds swirl. And it's different to other parts of the golf course. So you've got to put the ball on that green. But at 13, he was a little fortunate. The ball seemed to just go through the edge of the trees. And he wasn't playing his best. And in spite of that, because he is the greatest putter in the world today, you cannot play your best and still have a chance to win. And what I liked about him, after 12, which he made a complete mess of, unfortunately, he hung in there. He hung in there. He didn't give up. And he still had a chance to win with two holes to play. So I'm a big Jordan Spieth fan.
Yeah, when you think that when it's all said and done, Gary, do you think he's going to amass a lot of championships? He's just 22 years old.
Yes, he is. He certainly is. I mean, look what he's done in major championships already. But we can all get better. Now, Willett, who won the Masters, he played the best. He just played fantastic. And another man who played fantastic golf was Rory McIlroy, but he putted terribly. If he had Jordan Spieth putting for him, he would have won by 5 shots. But the ifs don't count. But I think that Jordan, my personal opinion, I think he's got to tweak his backswing. I think he's got to just make a slight improvement on his backswing, and then he is going to be dynamite.
I love that. I love that. Tips from Gary. One of the things that you did in your career is you won the career Grand Slam, and we know Rory McIlroy was trying for that at the Masters, and we saw what happened with him. First of all, what was it like to win a career Grand Slam, and how tough is it?
Well, first of all, the Grand Slam I won on the senior tour was tougher than the Grand Slam on the regular tour, and I noticed you said 6 majors on the senior, on this Champions Tour, but I've won 9. You see, when you go onto the Champions Tour, and the standard of golf is basically, as we saw Bernard Langer, how well he's done. We've seen the guys play the Champions Tour, the senior tour as it's known. They come onto the senior tour, they play, they go back on the regular tour and they win. And then they come back on our tour and they win, and they go back on the regular tour and win. A lot of players did that. So the standard of play on the senior tour is very, very good. Now, the reason I'm the only player in the world to have won the Grand Slam on both tours is because when I turned 50, I was in the same condition that I was when I was 25. Now, not everybody could say that, and that's why I was able to win the senior Grand Slam. I was really, really fit.
All right, so that's a good lesson for all of us mere mortals out here who are hacking away at the golf ball. It matters your fitness, doesn't it?
Well, most people are not interested in health. You must understand that. Healthcare systems are doomed for all countries in the world. If you take this, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, there are going to be 100 million Americans with diabetes in 50 years' time. Think about that, Kate. And this is happening all over the world. People, one out of every 2 men getting cancer, one out of every 3 women, diabetes. Now, heart attacks are even more serious. That's the number one disease. So healthcare systems are doomed. The best system we can have is to incentivize people to not smoke, not drink, lose weight, do exercise, just like your car. If you have a lot of crashes, your insurance is higher. There's got to be incentivized systems for people to look after your health.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Of all the, and this is a tough question, of all the victories, of all the years that you've logged on golf courses, what was your absolute favorite victory?
Playing in the British Open with Jack Nicklaus at the toughest golf course in the world, Carnoustie in Scotland. We came down the last round and we played the 14th hole and there were 5 of us within 1 shot. And it's a par 5, and the wind was really whipping. And I hit a 3-wood, 6 inches from the hole, and he birdied it, but I eagled it. And I went on to win by 2 shots in those difficult conditions. The British Open is the hardest tournament in the world to win, because one day you hit a drive and a wedge to the hole. And honestly, Kate, the next day you hit a drive and a 5-iron. So yardage doesn't really mean anything. It's a matter of instinct and talent. So the British Open is, besides being the oldest and the most historic, it's, I think, the toughest to win. Because, you know, if you play tennis, Kate,
yeah,
and one of my grandsons wants to be a tennis pro, he asked me what's more difficult. I said, when you win Wimbledon or the US Open, you've got to beat seven guys, basically. I said, for us to win a major championship, we've got to beat 150. And then I said, when you play tennis, if it's windy or it's raining or whatever it is, you play against your opponent with the same conditions. In the British Open, you play in the morning, and there's no wind and no rain. And the afternoon, up comes a gale and it's raining, and you've got to play, and you shoot 78, and you played better than the man who shot 68 in the morning. So it's a very difficult sport, golf. Very difficult.
Yeah, great way to put that in perspective. So did you have, like, a death grip on the claret jug?
Well, I'm blessed to have won three seniors and three regulars. So that was a blessing for me. And I think my word, I walked up Magnolia Lane, which is the driveway up to the clubhouse at Augusta. And I always have them drop me off at the gate. And I walk up that avenue and I just say a prayer of thanks. You know, at Augusta, I won it three times, second three times, the top 5, 8, the top 10, 15, most number of cuts in a row, and the oldest, and played in more Masters than anybody else. So I get out and I walk and I say to the Lord, thank you for this blessing bestowed upon me. I'm so grateful for this, because people take advantage and they take things for gratitude, and there's a sense of entitlement, and we're not entitled to a damn thing.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. One last one. So you have a lot of passions. I know that we share one. I know you like thoroughbred racehorses, and also you like designing courses. So tell me about that.
We've designed over 300 golf courses around the world, and I really enjoy that because I'm a rancher. And so I love all horses, quarter horses. I started with quarter horses, but the only way you can make money out of horses is the thoroughbred industry. And so I have a beautiful ranch in South Africa. It's one of the most beautiful ranches in the world. I have country music in the barns, have my own golf course, and my own game reserve with wild animals in. And the golf course is right in amongst where all the wild animals are. So we have a motto, if you can't beat them, eat them.
Oh, then, that's a great
name. And then I'm trying to get a message through to these young boys in America. Be proud of this great country. Get a good education. Unfortunately, the education system in America is not in the top 10. And America should be number one across the board. You should be number one. You should have the strongest army. You should have the best golfers. You should never lose the Ryder Cup. Never. And it's just, I don't understand it. We've got to wake up. Wake up, America, is my slogan.
I like that. Maybe too bad you can't run for office, because I think that would look good on a hat.
Not for me. I don't want those politics, man. Golf is tough enough. I want to make friends. I don't want to make enemies. You know, the day you become president of America, 49% of the country don't like you anymore.
So true, so true. Gary Player, thank you so much. What a thrill. Appreciate it.
Take care, Kate.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.